You're listening to Hey Pal, What's New with John, Alex, and Greg. Hey Pal, What's New is a product of Sack of Sin Entertainment. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and all other social media platforms. Hey Pal, What's New can be found on Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and all other podcast locations. Or check us out at sackofsin.com or heypalwhatsnew.com. Warning, Hey Pal, What's New contains explicit content. John, Alex, and Greg are a pair of vulgar Gen Xers. If you are easily offended, please stop listening and go download a nice tame podcast like
The Multiverse Fancast.
You have been warned.
See how long I can do this.
apparently not very long.
No, I have no patience for that shit. No. Hey, everybody, guess what? It's Hey Pal, What's New.
Is it?
I'm Greg, and that's John Alex over there. Today. So we're here. It's Sunday night, the year of our Lord. We're in the CCC. We're kicking it. We're just chilling out. And yeah, man, it's all good.
The COVID chicken coop.
But anyway, let's get into how we always do this, man. What's new with you there, Pork Chop?
You know, there was something I was going to tell you. I can't fucking remember what it is. It's one of those.
Lay off the Starburst, man.
Oh, no, dude.
I saw you jumping on it. Oh, taste the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow.
Oh, that's Skittles. I'm me bad.
I'll taste the rainbow.
Yeah.
Gay Pride Parade rainbow.
So anyway, what's new with you there, Pork Chop?
I got a 4-day weekend, man. God bless the Jews.
Oh, you got a 4-dayer?
Yeah, my kids have school tomorrow and Tuesday. I do not. They're like, Daddy, you're not going to work tomorrow? I'm like, no. And they're like, why not? And I was like, we're not going to have school.
Yeah, Jerk Fest 2024.
Nah, I went to Home Depot and bought a new like sink and shit for the bathroom.
Oh. Because
the fucking bathroom sink is like clogged. You use the water and you're and then it just starts filling and then it never goes down.
Ooh.
And I've tried different things to fucking get it go down. I'm like, you know what?
If you snaked it, you snaked that sucker.
It just constantly gets clogged up with like spit and drool because the bathroom sink.
Yeah, exactly.
Soap scum and fucking hair, snot and a little jizz and
all kinds of good treats.
When you give yourself a Bob Kelly sink job.
Yeah. The sink job. Oh my God, I forgot about the sink job.
Where he put his hand on the sink and fuck his hand on the sink.
Yeah, it gives you that little gap. You know, right. It feels like you're breaking the seal. There was one product, one of those freaking As Seen on TV products that I used to have. It's like the snake. It's just like, but it's got like that little Velcro on the bottom. You put that thing in there and just yank up to death. So that's it? Just the sink? Just nothing else exciting happened?
I can't wait to tell you about the fucking Monday mystery movie.
Oh boy. Monday mystery. There's a reason why it's only $5.
That's right, because sometimes it's fucking a winner and sometimes it's a woo-woo.
Oh boy.
find out in a little while what this one was.
Yeah. Well, my week, I had a birthday
you
on
did.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
50th. Thank you for everybody on Facebook who sent me it. I tried to love each single post. I think I got a few that I have to get to.
Dude, but I used to turn off my Facebook post on my birthday.
I remember that.
I used to block it. I'm like, I don't want to have to respond to you people, okay? And
I won't even say who it was, but I remember having an argument with an old friend where he was, you know, we were going back and forth, and he's like, you know what? You never fucking like my Facebook post. And I'm like, what are we, fucking a 13-year-old girl? I mean, I appreciate it. I think it's great. You're like, oh, look at that. But, like, I don't comment. I just kind of do little heart things.
That's like those fucking. That's like those fucking people who send you, like, a TikTok, and they're like, you didn't watch it. You didn't like it. I can tell that you didn't watch it because, you know, it didn't do the Greg liked it. Greg John liked it.
I know. It's just,
like, give me a fucking break, okay?
Stop it, everyone. It's okay. We actually, you know, I've gotten away from a lot of the social media stuff. I mean, I like to scroll, but I don't really post stuff unless I have podcast, a new album, which we'll talk about later. And that's pretty much it. And I sent a picture of Onyx with his ties. Oh. Did you see that? Yeah. Yep. He's got his little business tie on. It's the cutest freaking thing I've ever seen. He keeps it on for about 5 seconds.
Why do we put cats in clothes?
Because it's adorable.
Okay. Cats don't like it.
No, they don't, but they're
fucking humiliated. Like, this is why I pee on your clothes.
Hey, look, this is
why I shit in your shoe.
My fucking parents did it to me, okay? I had a brother. We're Irish twins, and we had to get matchies and everything.
Well, my mom used to fucking make our matchy outfits.
Oh, yeah. I remember your mom used to make all kinds.
Used to sew them. Oh, yeah, she used to make my fucking painter's caps and jam shorts.
Yeah, I'm not buying
those things at James Way. They're too expensive. I'll get some fabric, and I'll make you a pair. Okay, Mom.
I think she made me a pair once, too. Joanne freaking rocks. Anyway, but yeah, no, the birthday was good. I just kind of, we went to, we just kind of hung around. I loafed. We went to the Manal and I. She took me to the Elm Street Diner. Have you ever heard about the Elm Street Diner?
No, was Freddy Krueger there?
No, unfortunately. But it was coming off of Halloween Road. We kept going, boo.
Boo, motherfucker.
I wonder if there's a vampire on Halloween Road.
Was it on Elm Street?
It was Elm Street, but in order to get to the parking lot in the back, you had to go on Halloween Road. And I was
Halloween Road.
Boo, scary. But yeah, if you go on Instagram and look at it, it's in Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay.
So we took a little road trip. It was nice. And
Elm Street Diner, dude,
the food is freaking insane. It's just like ridiculous. You know, one of those places where it's like they just put like 50 things on.
Might be worth the trip. I don't know.
It definitely is worth the trip, man. I mean, look at that shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a fat boy's dream. So, yeah, I went to that. And they even have, like, I got this, like this chicken bacon burrito kind of thing. Like a wrap that they grill. So it's like a nice burrito. And then they give you this syringe.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, filled with the chipotle mayo and stuff, and you just squeeze it into the thing, and you get to keep the syringe. It's pretty pretty dope-tastic, man, so I highly recommend it. Maybe we'll put the link on. I mean, not like they need the help, man, but the freaking food was insane. We didn't get any of those, like, crazy desserts, but I went home, watched the movie, which we'll talk about later, and, it was basically nothing. I've been eating like crazy because of the fact that come Tuesday I got a freaking prep for my colonoscopy, so I'm like liquid diet.
What does that mean? Your mom's back?
Yep. Oh, yes. She did come back on Wednesday.
Dottie's back. We might have to do an episode from your place just so we can listen to Dottie Chooch.
The Chooch Report. Maybe we'll...
The Chooch Report.
I'll have to start like writing down like the best Chooch Reports.
Oh, yeah.
And then just bring them in and we can do a whole segment on here of like... I have the theme song already.
Oh.
Going upstairs for the Chooch Report. The Chooch Report is where it's at. Yeah, Chooch. I have to sing it when I go upstairs because otherwise I scare her. Because I come up and she's like, oh, you scared me. You came over the side. I didn't see what you were doing. But yeah, old Mimi's back. She's chooching away as ever. It's nice to have her back, though.
Yeah.
Go upstairs like... This morning, like, we both fell asleep on the couch, Manal and I, watching.
Did you have your clothes on?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. You gotta, and so we were kind of out of sorts. We went back in the bed, and I got up early, and then Manal slept late. So my favorite thing now is just going upstairs, getting the Chooch Report, and fucking ripping butts with Mimi, and just talking about, politics and American Idol and all kinds of stupidity, and it's good times, man. But yeah, she starts with the Chooch right away. And my sister actually came down.
Sammy.
Yeah, she came down Friday because she had to go to a thing on Saturday. So she was here for my birthday, which was cool. And she got the full Chooch Report. So everybody's chooched up. Everybody's chooched up, ready to rock. Yeah, but I'm going for a fatso couple of days because I got to freaking shit my pants on freaking Tuesday. You can't wait. I'm a little nervous about it.
I want to see what the pictures of your asshole look like.
Oh, I'll send them.
You better send pics.
Yeah, you sent me pics, so I got to send you pics, of course.
I sent you a pic of my ass.
I was going to make it my screensaver.
Nice.
My wallpaper on my phone. Look at that hiney hole.
It's waiting for you. It's winking at you.
Yes, it's saying like hello. I was like, I've been there before. Hi there.
Step into the frame. You can get a picture. Get a selfie.
Yeah. It's my Christmas card for next year. So anyway, let's get into what's going on in the world. John, you got any news? My daughter, because I didn't get to see my daughters on my birthday, but they just texted me and stuff or whatever. And the famous one was, Zoe is just like me.
Right.
So she will, and you'll know this, because as soon as I tell you, you'll be like, yeah, that's you. Like, Wednesday, they were off this whole week on spring break, but they were going off doing adventures with their mom and shit like that, like Thursday and Friday. But that was like Wednesday. I had to pick up Mimi from the airport, and I had to pick her up at like 8 o'clock at Westchester, right? Short trip. So they were over last week, and then I said to Zoe, I'm like, hey, you know, if you're bored and you want to see Mimi, I know you've been dying to see her, like, come with me and we'll pick her up. You know, she's like, okay. And then I text her like, hey, you still, she's like, yeah, I'm going to check and see what's going on, and I'll let you know. So, like, so in other words, that's you're no, like me. That's no. So that's no, but that's okay.
Just say no. I
changed my mind. Yeah, or she, I'm like, you're not going to offend me if you say no, but she does the same thing. Like, let me see what's going on. Let me check. And I'm like, that means no. So yeah. That's fine. Don't even respond.
I always rather people just tell me no, so I'm not sitting here going, well, they said maybe. We'll see. I'm waiting to find out. We'll find out. Let's start this off right.
Yeah.
You say Uber. Yikes. You're the one who told me about this.
I'm trying to pretend. I'm putting on that facade, which means false front, everybody.
Oh, and, well, Eddie Sutton, singer of Leeway, dead.
Dead of cancer.
I don't know how he died. Cancer?
Yeah, yeah.
The big casino.
It sucks, man. I mean, Leeway is a legendary New York hardcore band. My band opened up for them, like, at the Limelight. Check out this fucking bill, right? It was Nuclear Assault.
Yep.
Leeway,
okay.
Warzone, and Product of Society. At the Limelight, played with the Boston's. That was the one where, of course, Walter showed up, and because he was a huge Boston's fan.
Right.
And
how drunk was Walter?
So drunk. But what I did was I had my backstage pass, and it was a sticker, and I peeled the sticker off and put it on his leather jacket, and I said, go meet the band, pal. And he was like, really? Yeah. I was like, go ahead, man. Go in. It's a good time because they didn't let us in, but I had the pass to go backstage. So I was like, here, go backstage and meet them. I don't know if he ever did.
Probably not.
I know Linda was his handler at that point, and I was just like, but he came, and that was a great show for the fact that we're opening. We'll do a little before the news. I'm sorry. I'm going to go on a rant now.
Half these news stories are just filler. I'll just drop them real quick.
Yeah, but for that Boston show, we played. It was a sold-out show. It was like 1,500 people. We play first. And as typical of my illustrious career with Prodigy Society, we were always the odd man out. Right. Like, they'd put us on with hardcore bands, ska bands, fucking metal band. We were rap metal. We were new metal before new metal, and we just never fit, right? So we play, and of course it's all a bunch of fucking ska guys, and they're all standing like this, you know, and we're playing, and you know, they were into it a little bit, but they kind of weren't, you know. They were like, fucking rap metal shit, I just want to see the Boston's, right? So we wanted to do one of those pictures you always see of bands where, like, you do, you know, you're standing on the stage and the whole crowd is in the background doing this shit, you know, from, like, the stage. So we wanted to do it. We're like, yeah, we're going to take this picture, like, when we were getting off, and the fucking crowd wasn't there. So we're like, Pete goes, we want everybody to do the metal sign like this up in the air while we take the picture.
Right.
And people weren't doing it. So they were like, you know, nobody was doing it. So he goes, if you guys don't fucking do it, we're going to start playing Rat. And if you know, and they were like, fuck you. Like, they didn't think. So we started playing Lay It Down by Rat. And then everybody just started going like this. Like, all right, we'll do that. Just don't play Rat. And we're like, took the picture and ran off. That was a crazy show. Yeah. I didn't even get to meet the Boston's. They put us in a fucking.
Maybe that's the show I'm thinking of.
The Sting had that one where they were off. They had a backstage and that was connected to the strip club.
Right.
Molly Malone's. Yeah, well, you've gone backstage for the Molly Malone's era. That was one. I could tell you stories from the Sting, man. Jesus Christ. But anyway, hey, what's going on in the news?
Fallout's getting a season 2.
Thank
God.
The Lord.
Manny said to me today, he goes, I never really played the games. I played one game where it's like you fucking wake up in a fucking vault. And I was like, that's all of them.
Yeah, pretty much. But
like someone gives you a birthday cake and I'm just fucking shooting cockroaches. I was like, yeah, that's Fallout 4.
Yeah.
And he's like, this fucking show is so good. And he's like, Walton Goggins is the fucking ghoul.
Yeah.
He's like, I love me a fucking immortal undead character. But he's fucking just nailing it so good. And I was like,
It's a motherfucking ghoul, y'all.
And you brought up last week, because there's fucking vaults all over the country, you got unlimited stories to tell.
Yeah, if you go down the rabbit hole of YouTube videos about the other games, like when the first Fallout was like, it looked like Atari. It was like really bad. But the stories along
has always been good.
There's so many different stories about different vaults. They can go anywhere with this shit. But I don't know why people were worried. I mean, at first when it came out, it didn't seem like a lot of people were talking about it. Right. I was like, oh man, I hope it gets a season two. But thankfully it did. So that's good.
I know you love this movie, Old Boy.
Old Boy.
Well, Park Chan-wook, the original creator of the movie,
the OG,
is rebooting it as a TV show with Lionsgate TV.
Lionsgate TV. I didn't even know they had a TV section.
Well, it's, you know, it's one of those like Lionsgate studio, and their TV shows they make that wind up wherever they wind up.
Yeah, hopefully it'll go on some streaming thing. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the OG Old Boy is a freaking classic. So, and we were even talking about the remake that Spike Lee did was not bad.
Not bad.
And I was telling the story.
I think I saw that one before I saw the original one. I watched that one. I was like, that was so good. And then you're like, you got to watch the original one. I watched it, and I was like, okay, I can't watch it.
I remember hearing so many good things about the original one. And it was on Netflix, like in the early days of streaming Netflix, where I watched it. And, yeah, I mean, that's a freaking classic. But I was telling this, I was telling you the story about how I got my ex-wife to watch it. And I didn't tell her the old...
I was going to get some money.
I mean, it's an old ass movie, but like at the end of it, the remake was Josh Brolin, and she liked Josh Brolin. She was like,
"Who doesn't?"
Yeah, and I was like, "You should really watch this movie." And I've seen the original one, so I knew what happened. Right. So she watching it with me, and we never had similar taste in movies, but she was like, "Oh, I love Josh Brolin. I'll watch it." And then it gets to the end where she finds out that Josh Brolin finds out that he actually fucked his own daughter. And she was so mad. She was like, why did you make me watch this piece of garbage? Well, now every time, like, and then Avengers came out, and she was like, I can't even look at him anymore. All I can think of is fucking Old Boy. I'm like,
Josh Brolin.
You're welcome.
Explain that. A dead man in your bed still smelling of cum.
I know, dude. Freaking, how do you explain that? Didn't you? I mean, I guess you. I mean, there are times I've heard of people hooking up with their cousins that they didn't know they were cousins.
I see those on Reddit all the time. Like, oh, we did a family tree or did a DNA test, or, you know, I don't believe 90% of those, because like, how do you date someone for like an extended period of time, and then all of a sudden like you get married, and that's when you find out, wait, your grandma's name is blah blah blah, so that means we're cousins?
Yeah,
it's like stop.
It did happen to a family member of mine. I'm not going to disclose who it was, but yeah, it was at a wedding. Garrett. No, Garrett. Shut up.
Your brother.
It wasn't him. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I, you know what? Maybe Gippy didn't fucking marry his cousin, but I wouldn't.
No, he fell on the sword though, because okay. I think we were both like at the time it was at a, we were both like, man, she's pretty fucking hot, and of course my brother is a fucking, he looks like a goddamn model.
Of course he does.
I'm like, he's gonna freaking get, and then we found, then my cousins were like, my other cousins were like, wait, you're fucking related to her. He's like,
and like, he just what? Went, you go. How distant?
Yeah. How we talking? If I didn't know who she was.
Second cousin or third?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where, like, I'm, you know, I ain't going to say shit, but, you know.
In better news, we're getting a Face-Off 2. Face-Off 2 is apparently moving forward with both John Travolta and Nick Cage.
Now, see, if he changed his face, he could have fucking got away with it.
Why do we need that?
I don't. Somebody needs a freaking new house, I guess.
The first one was so fucking bad.
Nick Cage needs to do something. I mean, fucking Cage. Cage is Nicolas Cage. Travolta is some sort of, I don't know what he is now at this point.
Well, and now I think you told me we're getting another, what is it, Deadpool 2 trailer tomorrow?
Yeah, there is a teaser out on YouTube right now, a quick teaser of like new Deadpool Wolverine trailer dropping tomorrow.
I wonder if it's going to spoil that Taylor Swift is apparently Dazzler, which is ruined by her new album. In other news, she drops a double fucking album out of nowhere.
That sneaky little bitch.
And the last lyric on the album and the last song is Dazzling, so everybody's like, oh yeah, see, she plays Dazzler. It's like, shut the fuck up.
All the average white girls are freaking excited as hell.
Oh, let me mouse click.
Yeah, double clicking that mouse to freaking. Click. You know that Taylor Swift put out a new double album? I was like, somebody else put out a fucking great album, and it wasn't. It's only 8 songs, but we'll get to that later.
It was not me, I'll tell you that
much. Yeah.
I don't put out albums.
But the that's the big freaking controversy.
That's the big who gives a fuck.
Yeah.
That's my news. That's all I got for you.
Yeah. So what else we got here?
We both agreed there was nothing trailer-wise worth.
Yeah, we can do a...
Now hold on there 1 second here, young fella.
There really wasn't that many. There was one that we talked about, Trap, the new M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong one.
I was hoping for, like, you know, a little...
Little Josh Hartnett, though. A little Josh Hartnett action. Bit.
Hey, look.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
You know, that subreddit, /r/traps.
Yeah. I mean, the movie's called Trap, and it's the story of Admiral Akbar.
story of a man who's it's also known as the Crying Game.
Dude, fucking an Admiral Akbar show called Trap. I'd watch the shit out of that. That fucking Calamari piece of shit.
Turned it into like something like a fucking, what is it? CSI Miami. Ow!
The Death Star is over on the pizza side of the Death Star. You're like, it's a trap!
It's a trap! Yeah. Ow!
I just love to have a t-shirt I always wanted to get. It was Admiral Akbar sitting on a toilet and he just says, it's a crap. Simple things, people. Oh, simple God. Things that make me happy.
So where do you want to go? You want to go to movies then, skipping trailers?
Yeah, because like I said, that was the only one really that I saw. And like, be on the lookout next week. We'll talk about Deadpool and Wolverine, you know? That seems to be the big one.
Well, I will tell you, tomorrow's another Monday mystery movie.
Oh, boy.
But let me tell you all about this week's Monday mystery movie.
Yes, please. Look, do.
It's $5. You don't know what you're getting. So you could get like... it's never going to be a blockbuster.
Yeah.
They're never going to throw like Deadpool and Wolverine or any of that shit into the $5 mystery movie. It's one of those movies they haven't really hyped.
They need to get some extra butts in the seats.
Yeah, or they need to get people talking about it. Mm-hmm. So we sit down and I'm like, oh, and like it's me and Kate and Manny's in the row in front of us. We're just sitting there. And you got all those little, like, let's all go to the lobby, and all that shit and all the fucking commercials. And then the trailers, and you're like, okay. And then the lights, like, dim, and the screen goes, and goes out.
Oh.
Because it was, like,
yeah,
short and wide, like me.
Much like ourselves.
And all you see in the fucking screen is Crunchyroll, which is an anime channel. It turned out to be that movie, Spy Family, Code White. And the fucking people in the audience were like, wait, what? And I'm watching this, like, this old couple in front of me. They pull out their phones and they're scrolling through the schedule to see what the fuck else is. Because they're all sitting there with, like, the candy and their soda and their popcorn. And they're so used to being like, all right, it's a mediocre movie. But they're not used to, like, oh, it's anime. And look, if you know anything about anime...
It's an acquired taste.
It is. I enjoy a good anime every now and then. Depends on what it is. But, like, my wife, if it's an anime movie, she will sit and watch it.
My wife.
She's not going to do 1,000 episodes of fucking One Piece.
Yeah.
Manny will fucking sit for 3 days straight in his room doing nothing but watching, like, 1,000 episodes of One Piece.
Okay.
And they were, like, so happy. But I'm just sitting there. I'm watching people, like, making fun of it, laughing, and I'm just like, at certain points, like, stuff would happen. I was, like, hysterical, and Kate just kind of, like, looks at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then the dog, there's a dog in it. And
yeah.
Because it's dubbed.
Yeah.
So it's not in the original language of subtitles, like I got a fucking mansplain what dubbing is. The dog, every time the dog does something, it just goes, and every time the dog was on the screen, the people in the row in front of us that were drunk, they're there every week at the Monday Mystery Movie.
Oh, wow.
The dog will come up and they just go,
Monday Mystery freaking happy hour. Hey, there he is. Thanks. What's up there, Steiny? Thank you. Thank you so much. So
That was the fucking Monday Mystery Movie. I could not stop laughing. Look, I'm sure... By the time I figured out I could not follow the plot in the beginning, I was like, what the fuck? This doesn't make any sense. It was an all right story, but I'm not that into anime that I was like, oh, I'm all dialed in.
Yeah, I never really got into anime either. There was one story that when Manal and I went to go see, it was during COVID, right? So we finally went to the movies. We went to go see Mortal Kombat. Of all things, right? Mortal Kombat! But it was one of those where I was like, dude, I got to see a movie. I haven't seen a movie in forever, and Mortal Kombat was out. So we're like, okay. So we get the tickets. We get them. We walk in. We sit down. We're watching the trailers, and there's a trailer for Mortal Kombat. And we're like, that's weird. And we're like, what the fuck? Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's not that many movies out. It's COVID, blah, 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 blah. Screen opens. It's fucking anime.
Oh, God.
It was some fucking like animated, and we're like some Japanese anime, and I'm like, what the? They put us in the wrong theater. Oh. So we come walking back out, and Manal's got her hands on her hip. She's like, what the fuck? You gave us that? You put us in the wrong theater. And we're like, okay, here's your money back here. Mortal Kombat starting in like 10 minutes. We're like, thank you. We went and watched Mortal Kombat. But, but it was one of those where, yeah, we're sitting there, and all of a sudden it's like, Crunchyroll. We're like, what the
fuck? Was, dude, there was like a mass exodus too. And then like the movie's like 10 minutes in, and a family walks in and sits next to us. And I'm like, and they're just like, what the fuck? Wait, is this it? Is this a trailer? Is this like a before, like the cartoon before the movie? Like, what is this?
Oh my like, God.
No, for an hour and 40 minutes, it was the movie.
Wow. Well, you took a
freaking... Yes, that's right, Justin. Hentai Combat.
Yeah, see, I'd be down. Like, I'm like,
Combat.
When did the tentacles come out?
dick, tentacle. So that was one of the movies I saw.
Yeah. Well, I did see one movie on my birthday. I didn't go to the theater.
Try not to spoil the whole movie for everybody.
I won't. I won't spoil it. Basically, I went, and finally it was on Shudder. I got to see Late Night with the Devil. Finally. I loved it, man. It was good. Okay. It was Dave DeSmulchin. He's one of those character actors. Really wanted to see it in the theater just to kind of support the movie. But at the same time, I was like, well, you know, I do pay for it.
Wasn't playing anywhere, too. That was the problem.
It was only playing, like, once a day, like, weird things. So I was like, eh. But then it came out on Shudder. So I was like, oh, that was, like, jonesing all weekend. I was like, I got to see this movie. Got to see it. It was really good. It was. Right. It wasn't what I expected, because I thought it was just going to be, like, a Blair Witch kind of found footage thing. You know, the whole story is basically... He plays this late night talk show host. There's this thing, Night Owl, and it's really bombing in the ratings. So there's Sweeps Week. It's a Halloween episode. So he decides to kind of go for it and get like a bunch of really weird like psychics and this one woman who wrote a book about treating this girl that was in a satanic cult and now she's possessed. And so they do that. And then, of course, like I said, I'm not going to spoil it because it just kind of came out in Shudder. But like, shenanigans ensue.
Okay.
And it was one of those movies where I, like I said, I really enjoy. I gave it a four out of five pals.
Okay.
But it was also one of those movies, like one of my other favorite horror movies of last year, Talk to Me, where after you watch it at the end, all this stuff happens and it ends and you go,
what the fuck?
What does that mean? So immediately after we watched it, I'm pulling up freaking YouTube Explain Wounds, which you, normally I goof on those where it's like,
oh, yeah,
Avengers Infinity War explained. I'm like, you really don't have to explain that. It's basically, that's their version of, I'm going to tell you the whole movie and spoil it.
Yep.
But I was like, I have to know, like, what's the meaning behind the end of this movie? And it really gets into there. And then once I watched it, I was like, oh, that totally makes sense. Yeah. I mean, it still kind of ends abruptly, and it was one of those like, wait, what the fuck happened? That's it? What happens? But if you get a chance to watch it, I highly recommend it. You know, the acting was good.
So I will watch it.
It was definitely creepy. Wasn't like a gore fest or anything like that, but it was definitely had that 70s. It was shot like very much like Winning Time, like that really kind of grainy, kind of like it was and like a found footage.
Sometimes
that works
and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, this works on it. You know, they do the whole like, you know, when crazy stuff happens, like he'll be like, go to commercial. And then they show, you know, we'll be right back. You know, please stand by. You know,
experiencing technical difficulties.
Yeah, one of those. And that was the thing where people were bitching about this movie. They were giving it shit because they used AI. They used it for like the artwork and the we'll be right back kind of shit. I'm like, that's okay. Oh. That's fine.
People are bitches.
It wasn't like, you know, away from the artist who could. It was a super low budget movie. You know, and if you ever get to hear interviews with David DeSmulchin talking about how he got it, like it was just, he always plays like the creepy guy, you know, but he wrote this whole article for Fangoria about, you know, the hosts of like Halloween shows, because he's obsessed apparently he's a collector of like Halloween music, like Halloween okay. records and stuff. Because I guess he was scared shitless by one of them. So he wrote, and he used to love watching those like horror movies, like, you know, late night, you know, spook fest, like the Elvira ones, like the,
oh, yeah.
you know, like, that's not what you thought. But he was obsessed with that. So he wrote a big thing in Fangoria, and these guys were like, wow, he really knows his hosting thing. We should get him. He's kind of creepy because he has that creepy look to him, you know.
Right.
But yeah, he does a phenomenal performance in it.
I'm going to have to check that out.
It was good. I highly recommend it if you're down for the horror. I almost watched that fucking the Haunted Pool movie.
Oh, God.
Because Night Swim, it's on freaking Peacock. No. And I was like, should I? It's like 90 minutes. It would give me good freaking podcast fodder, but maybe next week. Next week, maybe I'll give you my review of freaking Night Swim.
I'll talk about a shitty movie. I fucking watched Rebel Moon Part 2.
Ooh, Electric Boogaloo. Oh, my God,
dude. Like, I don't know, those of you listening, you remember, I really was, we were anticipating that first one. It was supposed to be like, you know, the lost Star Wars thing. It was written to be part of the Star Wars universe. And it just fell flat, the first one. I mean, I enjoyed the sci-fi aspect because I will watch fucking anything sci-fi.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, maybe part two will kick it up a notch and it'll be much better. And then we'll...
maybe it'll be like Dune 2, even though Dune, the first one, was great.
It'll you know, justify everything from the first one. It was fucking worse than the first one.
My mom's... Remember, John? Mom. Of course she did. It was a warm hello. I still apologize that she threw out your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic book back in 87. Oh, is that a sensitive subject?
Anyway.
Kind of like I have like a really old Batman comic that I decided to draw all over when I was a kid.
What that thing would be worth right now.
Yeah.
So I was not...
It was, yeah.
And you know what? He's going to fucking get me. It left on a cliffhanger like, look, we got a story for a third one. If everybody wants it, we're not going to see a third one. I really doubt it. And I don't know. Like, you didn't watch the first one.
No, because
apparently you were waiting for like the unrated or R-rated one to watch that.
Yeah.
I can't wait till it comes out to find out if it's better.
Yeah, because, I'll
let you know if it's better because that'll be your frame of reference as the R-rated one.
Yeah.
I'll have watched the original and the R-rated. I don't know what they can do to fix this.
Zack Snyder movies always tend to be better when he gets his director's cut. You know, like the director's cut of Batman v Superman. I watched that before I watched the original one. I was like, I don't know what everybody's bitching about. This is a fucking good movie.
And I feel like you're supposed to care about these characters in this movie, but I just don't.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything to make me really care about them, so.
It didn't really excite me, and then I did see a lot of people giving reviews on Part 2, and I'm like, oh, wait, Part 2's out? I guess.
I texted you. I was like, Rebel Moon Part 2.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. All right.
I had to cleanse my palate and go to the movies after that shit.
Gotta freaking cleanse
the
palate.
I went and saw the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Ooh, fancy.
Which was a really good movie.
Okay.
It's your typical, like, you know, it's kind of plays like... a World War II Mission Impossible.
Okay.
It's based on a true story. It's this group of like degenerate soldiers who are like, look, we want the Americans to get in on World War II, but they can't get over here because they got to come across the ocean and they keep running. They'll be running into fucking German submarines.
Mm.
So if we could stop the German submarines, the Americans will get in on the war. So they decide to go sabotage the ship that carries all the German supplies, like the CO2 filters for the submarines and fuel and some other things so that the submarines can't run so that the Americans can get into the war. All based on a true story.
True story.
And it's this true story that James Bond is based on. Soldiers. And the one guy in particular played by Henry Cavill.
Oh, Henry Cavill. Isn't Oscar Isaacs in it too?
No, maybe not.
Some bearded dude. I don't know.
There's a lot of people in it. It's a really good... It's a fucking Guy Ritchie movie, too.
Yeah. Fun fact, my grandfather in World War II worked on a submarine chaser.
Oh.
Yeah. So maybe fun fact. Fun fact for your knapsack. It's ours.
Okay, so you got Henry Cavill.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Alan Ritchson.
Isn't that Reacher?
Yes, that's Reacher.
Uh-huh.
I know him better as Hawk in the Titans TV show.
You got Hero Finds, Tiffin, Henry Golding, Carrie Elwes. You
know, Carrie Elwes, old freaking, I'm a doctor. He's in Saw.
I'm not even going to try and say this guy.
Babs Oskaloo.
Babs Olusanmukun. I'm sorry.
And Till Schweiger, he was something. He looks familiar, too.
Oh, he always plays a fucking Nazi.
Yeah, he was Inglourious Bastards. Yes. What was his name in that? It wasn't the.
No.
It was like the Nazi killer. I don't know.
Yeah, the Jew killer.
No, it wasn't the Bear Jew. I don't know.
Let's look. I'll look. You continue. So that was the other movie. Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. I love those kind of movies. It's just a mission movie. That's all it is. They got to complete a mission. Things go wrong and things get kooky and, you know.
It gets crazy kooky.
I would give it a strong 3.5 stars. 3.5 pals, sorry.
Not 3.5 pals.
Sergeant Hugo Stiglitz.
Stiglitz, yeah. He was freaking awesome in that movie. That whole scene in Inglourious Basterds is it's a slept-on movie, I think.
Yeah.
Like, everybody talks about his great movies. One of my top three.
It's one of those altered history movies.
Yeah.
It takes us, you know, for those, I'm not going to fucking explain it. I'm not going to insult people by trying to explain what an altered history movie.
Yeah, but,
Cavalry's a win, man. Argyle was a pile of shit. This is true. Argyle would have been a great movie.
Yeah.
Justin, I really think Argyle would have been a really good movie if it wasn't for that fucking colored smoke fight gun scene was just stupid. It really was. I just did not understand it. And it was that movie was playing like Romancing the Stone.
Ooh.
Kind of was playing like that, you know. But it turned out with a different, very different ending.
Okay.
Twist. But they threw that in there. I was like, that's it. Fuck it. They're fighting and they throw this colored smoke and they're spinning around back to back and shooting. It was every fucking movie fight cliche bullshit thing. I was like, this is ridiculous. That's where they complete. Up until that point, I was like, okay, I'm holding on. It's not.
Sam Rockwell in there. I mean, that always saves everything.
That movie was in its hole. It was like, this is our lane, mm-hmm. and we're gonna stay in it. And then all of a sudden, it was like, nah, we want to go on the fucking Autobahn for 5 minutes. It was like, what going on the fucking Autobahn with a go kart? Like, stop. They just lost me at that point. I gave up on that movie at that point with that scene. If you ever get to see it, you'll know the scene I'm fucking talking about. And it was just like, I could forgive everything else that happens in that movie up until that point. And I was like, nope, I quit.
Yeah, nah, I never. It's one of those movies where every time I pull up my Apple TV, it pops up because they're like, please watch this movie. Please watch it. I'm like, I like it because it's got the cat that looks like Mimi. But other than that, like, that's all. I've seen that. Yeah, movies. Yeah, lots of movies.
TV,
nothing really new for me.
Me either.
Kind of in a drown a little bit. I mean, I'm still watching X-Men 97, which I do agree. Justin, that last episode was fucking, I was like, oh no. Because, you know, let's do a little, you know, Charles Xavier's back because, you know, comics. Yeah, well, fortunately, Gambit's not. I guess this is something that happened in the series before. Yes. I watched it, where he goes off and he's in a different. They totally lost me. I was just like, get back to the fucking X-Men family drama. And then they had the other part where Storm, you know, she gets her powers back because, you know, comics. But it does follow a story from the comics. So I knew that was going to happen. But, yeah, it was a lot of freaking dumb. And then Bad Batch, I don't even remember.
Omega trying to escape.
She did. Oh, she's doing the prison break.
Like it's the lead up to the prison break. It's like she found the way to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, so what'd you find? She's like, I found our way out. Okay, Omega.
Yeah.
She's going to rescue them all?
She probably will lead some kind of. But then, like, the batchy. I mean, there's only, like, 2 episodes left. And then that shit's donezo. That shit's donezo. Will they explain why we don't ever see the Bad Batch in any of the original trilogy or anything like
maybe
that?
Maybe they fucking take off and their ship blows up.
Wouldn't that be crazy if they freaking ended it? Like, they all die?
Oh.
They did it in Rogue One.
All right.
But, you know, whatever.
Well, I watched a new TV. It's not even a new TV show. I guess it's new on Netflix. Ba-da. It was one of those, like, I'm scrolling. And it's a show called Killing Eve.
Not Killing Adam.
No. I want to find this woman's name. I should have prepared better.
I've seen pictures of it.
Sandra Oh, and Jodie Comer. Fiona Shaw is in it. It's kind of like a spy show.
Okay, you got Owen McDonald there, who looks like the Kirkland version of Christopher from The Sopranos.
But like the woman Sandra Oh, who some people may know from Grey's Anatomy.
I mean, yeah,
she plays this MI6, which is funny that she's part of MI6 when she's not British. I'm like, how does that work? But she's like, the unit she works with just arranges security for witnesses and people who are in protection. And there's a killing, and the girlfriend lives, so she sets up that protection, and then that girlfriend gets killed, and she realizes there's this killer going around killing all these people and making it look like they just died, or, you know, making it look random. And it's all about their relationship and her following this killer and trying to find out who she is, and then the killer starts to become obsessed with her, and
it's a whole big to-do.
I got sucked in.
Hey, man, if it's something to watch at this point, yeah, I got to get myself a series to watch. Mimi tried to recommend to me because she was watching it before she came back to New York. I think it's on, like, CBS or something like that. I was like, I don't really watch those network broadcast shows. But she's so funny. She explains about this show called Tracker. It's got this guy. I think he's from not Last of Us. All of Us. Something like that. This Is Us. Thank you. Came to my head. This Is Us. And she's telling me the story. It's about a story about this guy who's like, you know, when you don't go to the police and you don't go to the FBI and you need somebody found, you go see this guy. And he's a private investigator and he lives in a trailer and he tracks down these people for these, you know, my mom's like, it's just so unrealistic. And I was like, yeah, okay. I could see it being kind of unrealistic, but I said, first of all, it's a network TV show.
Right.
I said, second of all, we all believed about Kojak and fucking Mannix and Barnaby Jones. Those were all real. She's like, yeah, you got a good point. I was like, you got to, and they call it the suspend the partner. Suspension of department of disbelief. Like, I might just go with it. Oh, Iggy Pop's birthday today? What is he, fucking 106?
Well, I said, you know, today is a surprise drug test day at people's work.
Oh, yeah.
And tomorrow's a file for your unemployment day.
Hopefully at my job I will be selling a lot of drug and alcohol policies.
Oh, nice. Dude, Kate and I started watching this show on Hulu. I pulled it up. I had to find the name of it. It's called Sins of the Parents. The Crumbly Trials. It's all about those parents who bought their kid a gun and he went to school and shot people.
Oh, man.
And the parents were on trial. I had no idea that fucking the kid was sending messages. And like one of the messages the kid got from his mom, he was talking about like bringing a gun to school. And the mom's like, well, don't get caught.
Oh, Jesus.
And like
parenting at its finest.
The kid was like writing stuff in a journal that like kind of threw up red flags that he was thinking about shooting people. So they call the parents in and then they let the parents go, and then the parents go home, and then like an hour later the kid shoots up the school.
It's fucking stupid. Yeah, parent, like
the
they
fucking school should be on fucking, the school should not have just called the parents in. The school should have fucking, and law enforcement should have taken this kid out and put him down for a fucking, I mean, we get the smallest threat nowadays in any school around here, and they're like shutting everything down. They research it, and they fucking, they arrest those kids.
Yeah.
Hardcastle and McCormick.
What is that? Heather Marie's saying that she liked The Gentleman on Netflix. Yeah, I watched that. I haven't seen, I mean, I saw the movie with, Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant freaking transforms himself in that movie.
That's like the movie that's about the TV show The Gentleman?
Yeah.
It's all about the guy who wakes up, doesn't know who he is. He's got amnesia. That's the TV show, The Gentleman.
No, well, The Gentleman, no, it was based on, the movie is a Guy Ritchie movie.
Right.
It's got Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking the wrong thing.
Charlie Hunnam. But Hugh Grant is awesome in that movie. I love doing my impersonation of Hugh Grant.
Sorry.
But he doesn't do that in this movie.
I'm thinking of something else. Yeah, The Gentleman with, what's his fucking name?
Yeah, you got Colin Farrell. It's a Guy Ritchie, but it was a good movie. If you liked the Netflix show,
yeah, I did, definitely very much
watch the movie. Watch the Guy Ritchie movie. The Guy Ritchie movie. Yeah, and it's
the Pot Farm.
Yeah, yeah.
And Charlie Hunnam. The TV show has Theo James, also known as I Am Four.
I Am Four.
Are you?
Oh, Floyd was buried in Four.
Spices.
Spices. Oh, it is Spices. Yeah.
Hardcastle and McCormick. The Spices? The Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so that's pretty. We got to find
Castle McCormick. It was an old TV show.
Oh, maybe you're referencing the one I was talking about, Mannix and Barnaby Mannix, Jones, yeah. And fucking Columbo. Excuse me, one more thing, man.
Can I talk to you real quick?
I used to love those shits, man. Quincy, who the fuck didn't like Quincy? It was Madison. Fucking Quincy was the shit. When
Quincy stands up in front of the punk rock show.
Oh yeah. And you Sam
think you're having a good time.
Sam was his bitch, that fucking Asian guy. It was just like,
I hate to tell you, they're redoing it.
Don't fucking touch Quincy.
I only know because I used to see the casting alerts on casting networks and all the casting sites I belong to for background people. I saw them and I was like, oh. I would love to do just to be like, I was on Quincy.
Oh, God. We used to, like, when I was, we'll talk about another dropping a bunch. When we were in college, we started, a bunch of our friends, Shagger Dave, myself, Pete, all those guys, we would get sucked into these shows at like 1 a.m., you know, and one of them was Quincy. It was on every once a week at like a ridiculous time. It was like 1 a.m., and we all started watching it and became a group. Next thing you know, a couple weeks later, it became like 20 or 30 guys at the door. We're all watching Quincy. And we were all freaking pumped for it because I've seen all the episodes.
My cousin Heather told us to check out get.tv.
Oh, I think I've heard. Oh, it's got all the classics on there. Mike Hammer.
Magnum P.I.
Rockwood. There's Quincy, you sexy bitch. It was menacing.
Weeknights at 11 p.m. on get.tv.
Oh, I think
this
all
free. If this is free,
all the Quincy episodes used to be on Netflix. I know that. Yeah. Used to Texas watch the Texas shit out of that.
God damn it, Heather! You just sent me down a fucking rabbit hole.
Oh, the Rockford Files. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Rockford Files.
Yeah,
Simon
Rockford
and Simon. Anyway,
Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Look, let's. I'm gonna jump into this.
Yeah, just do it. Just do it. Bobby's indeed, yes, everybody. It's Greg.
I heard someone's got a new double album though, Greg.
it's not a double album. Yeah, by the way, everybody knows Taylor Swift fucking
dropped the fucking
average white girls are freaking excited.
She dropped a giant gold plated turd in the toilet.
Yeah, but another person did. Something that was way. Yes, my new album finally dropped on Friday. Black Storms Become Pink Clouds.
You need a new publicist.
Why?
How does your publicist drop your album on the same day as Taylor Swift?
Nobody knew T Swizzle was dropping an album.
Not just T Swift, but I think we got some other people dropping albums that same day.
Pearl Jam. Who the fuck are they?
That ain't nobody.
Hey, look, the response for the album actually has been really, really good. So thank you, everybody who. Thank you. But yeah, the response to the downloads and the streams and stuff have been really good this weekend, so I do appreciate it. Yeah, there's, you know, a bunch of songs left. Now, after these songs, my fucking hard drive is clean.
Oh.
It is. There is nothing left. Maybe a few ideas, but these were songs that I've had been holding on to for a long time, and I was finally like, critically ashamed, man. I was like, I don't know.
Just clean out my closet.
Yeah, just let's you know, if we do get back with the Critically Ashamed, that's going to be brand new. I said, let me just get all the preconceived shit out of my head right now. And I'm really proud of it. So if you get a chance, download it, stream it, tell your friends, hide your wife, hide your kids. Hopefully I'll get to play some of these songs soon. Maybe. Who knows?
Fingers crossed.
But at this point, like I told my buddy, you met one half of the Sloth Pit at show. Yeah, his band is awesome. We've listened to them in Tero. He's like, dude, there's nowhere to fucking play anymore. I'm like, right?
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, so definitely check that out. Also, like I said, Dark Matter, new Pearl Jam album.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this album and the last album, I was never a really big Pearl Jam fan. Okay. I really liked these albums. I listened to the whole thing. I was like, this freaking, you know, It's not, I don't know. I just, their last two records, there's been some great stuff on it. So definitely check that out. Other than that, a lot of singles that came out recently. There's a band called Trashing Violet who have a new.
Why would somebody trash Violet? She's a sweetheart.
She is. But they do have a single out called Chase That Feeling I put on the playlist. They're a good, you know, female fronted band.
New Viagra Boys.
New Viagra Boys. All right. I'll have to pull that up. I didn't even know about the Viagra Boys.
Well, you're going to have to pull it up. That's why you need Viagra
Boys. Exactly. out there, besides fucking T-Swizzle and myself, Kings of Leon got another single out, Nothing to Do. I love Kings of Leon, man. They're a slept-on band. They do have their pop hits, you know, but they're a really good band. I'd love to see them live. Other stuff that's out there right now, our boy Dizzy Paka. Dizzy's still dropping. He's still dropping his alien fucking mixes.
Dizzy's dropping fucking songs like Deuces in a Toilet.
Yeah, Jesus I mean, Christ, Diz. He's got so far. That's
he's also all over my TikTok feed.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude, he's a great singer, songwriter, promoter. He goes out there and he's playing also a lot
easy
of
on the ice.
Yeah, he's a sexy gentleman. Other than that, a lot of different like re-releases. L.A. Guns has got a new release.
I had one. What's that? I told you about before. The Morrison Project.
Yes. Tell us about the Morrison Project.
Billy Morrison has this album. I guess we had played one of the songs before, Crack Cocaine.
Yeah.
That's Billy Morrison, Ozzy Osbourne, and Steve Stevens.
Yes. For people who don't know Billy Morrison, he was the guitar player for The Cult. Right. And he's played in a bunch of other stuff, too. I didn't know he had a Morrison Project.
Me neither, because it just came up one song. The actual Crack Cocaine came up again in my new, and I was like, why is this coming up again? Excuse me. I guess he dropped the whole album. But there's a couple of collabs on here. The one, The Eyes Have It, I think I put that on our playlist.
Yeah.
That is Billy Morrison, Al Jurgensen, and John Five. I got to say, it's probably the best fucking Ministry song I've heard in a long while.
Yeah, and they just put out Hopium for the Masses, which was, they got some jams on there.
He does another song. There's a lot of songs he does himself. He does a song with Corey Taylor and Steve Vai.
That's interesting.
Another song with Run DMC, and another song with Billy Idol and Steve Stevens, and one with Linda Perry.
Wow.
Who used to be married to Melissa Gilbert.
Yeah, and she's a world famous producer too.
She had wrote and produced most of Pink's early songs.
Yep. And cover band does cover What's Up. And you're like, wow, I forgot that's a good song.
That's a great fucking song.
It's a good album too. The whole Four Non Blondes album.
I loved Four Non Blondes, and I don't know why. Well, I know why they didn't. Nobody just at that point in time, people were not ready for an all girl rock band,
especially very lesbian vibes too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that remember that bass player that they had? She had the cornrows. That was a bad choice. Yeah.
But this whole album I was listening to is so good. We put one song on the playlist.
Uh-huh.
But give the whole album a listen. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she did produce Christina Aguilera. Yeah. She's a world-famous producer, man. She's done a lot of shit. I think that's pretty much it. Like I said, you know, a lot of... Deluxe editions by the Hives. Yeah. The LA Guns has got a new freaking deluxe edition.
I'm getting tired of fucking re-releases, remixes, and live old live shit.
David Byrne does Hard Times with Paramore.
Who cares?
There is that band Fresh. You were the one that told me about Fresh. They have another song called Merch Girl. They're really good. Another female. We've been repping the female fronted or female artists, man. They're really my whole Discover is kind of full of them. But,
Merch Girl's a new song?
Merch Girl is a new song. I thought it was out for a while, but they have a couple of songs on there.
Oh, that's where...
Easy, Long Time, Long, Long Time.
This is where I told you about Fresh. That song, Revenge?
Yes. Yeah, they have some new songs. Good stuff, man. Merch Girl. I'll put Merch... I think I thought I put it on the playlist, but I'll put it on again. It'll tell me if I double this.
I just like her voice.
She's got
a great voice.
Yeah.
She's got that alt-girl voice.
Yeah, and then, you know, effects. Oh, there's other songs here. I totally forgot.
Jesus Christ, Gregory, you fucking forgetting shit.
I mean, No FX, fucking half album. They put out a half album with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
it's
songs.
It's called an EP, Greg. It's called an EP.
Yeah, but they called the name of the album is called Half Album. I don't know why. It's NoFX, man. True. Manal was freaking also mortified and shocked that I've never seen NoFX live.
What?
She's like, you've never. Well, she was a Warped Tour girl. Oh, so I was like, man. Of course. It's kind of like an Ozfest kid where it's like, you've never seen Black Sabbath? They played fucking Ozfest 100 times.
That's what happens when there's 15 years difference between you and your girlfriend.
Shh.
20 between my brother and his wife.
Upgrade. I told my boy. That's what I told Shag when we were at the Descendants show because we were hanging out, and he never met Manal, obviously. Right. He hasn't seen us in a long time, but we're chatting, and Manal's talking. She's like, yeah, you know, August, we're going to have a birthday party, and, you know, I'm going to be 40. And then Shag looks at me, and I just go, upgrade. He was like, yeah, you did. High five, kid. But, yeah, other than NoFX, I will put two more people on there. Finally. Couch Slut has put out their full-length album.
Thank God. I've been wondering where
Couch Slut was. Dude. That's one of those bands where you flip into Discover and you see that there's a band called Couch Slut. You're like, I got to listen to it. Heavy, heavy shit girl-fronted band.
Oh.
I did put Ode to Jimbo on there. They're an acquired taste, kind of like some of the other stuff I listen to. And then there was another one here. This you ever heard of Boy Junior?
No.
It's a girl, believe it or not. Kind of like the they them kind of stuff, but Boy Junior, she's one that much like Hoity Toity I found on TikTok.
Okay.
She's got some cool jams, man. She just put out another single called I Hope You Feel Terrible.
I was born by Park Side to the silver wall.
She has a song called I Hope Your Chicken Nuggies Get Soggy.
Being hurt by a man-child is so your bionicles break. Now do you understand my pain? You never win another Magic Clash of Clans. They call you Sussy Baka on Among Us.
She does a lot of cool different stuff, man. But yeah, and she was one of those that was flipping through and I was like, who's this crazy person? I don't know.
I added a song to my like list. This way I'll check her out totally.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got 38,000 monthly listeners. Good for you, Boy Junior. Yeah. So yeah. Right. That's pretty much it, man. There was a lot of crazy stuff, but a lot of good full length, man. Like you got Pearl Jam, you got me, you got freaking Couch Slut. I mean, what else do you need?
I don't need anything else. I've got everything I need, Gregory. I've got tomorrow off.
You certainly do.
So there.
Good for you, man.
Suck on that.
Yeah, I'll go back to my desk.
I'm sorry.
I'll have to do my big commute from my bed to my desk.
Oh, God.
Oh, but yeah, we did it again. So, listen, you fucks.
Episode 117.
117.
Holy shit.
I know. We actually stuck with it. I like to whisper too, but yeah.
My daughter celebrated 2 years at her job the other day.
Two years.
That's the longest relationship you'll ever have. No, I'm just kidding.
Crapola.
Men suck.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? But anyway,
Justin says happy birthday.
Thanks, pal.
You can give him a blowjob later, Justin.
Yes, I'll have to talk to you about getting a because, like I said, my girl will be having her 40th birthday. Upgrade. But, yeah, of course you're invited there, pal. But it's an 80s theme night, so you have to dress up as 80s.
Oh, God.
So I know Justin has that sweet freaking Ken freaking Barbie. I was like, is there such a thing as a whole Barbie outfit? Like, can I get hooked up with one of those?
A whole Ken outfit?
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm just Ken. What are you going to do? Still haven't seen that movie. But, yeah, we're looking for, you got to dress up as 80s. Totally so. Get thing. It's not till the end of August.
I'll get myself a pair of Doc Martens, some blue jeans, and a concert shirt with a leather jacket. I'm good.
Yeah.
That's how I dressed in the 80s.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's so funny. It's just like, you get to dress as your favorite 80s guy. I'm like, I've dressed the same way I did in the 80s as I did now.
I know who I'll dress up as. I'll dress up as Lawrence Kubiak.
The Coob.
Lawrence Kubiak from a little-known TV show, and I'll leave you all with this. You could find it on wherever.
Yes.
Parker Lewis can't lose.
Synchronize those swatches.